Today we begin the study of the laws of Eruv Tavshilin. This year, the laws of Eruv Tavshilin are going to be very pertinent. The laws of Eruv Tavshilin basically allow us to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat. You see, this year many of the holidays fall out on Thursday and Friday and go right into Shabbat. The rabbis forbade to cook from Friday to Shabbat, from Yom Tov to Shabbat. That's considered Hakana. It's only Asur Midrabbanan. In order to matir this Isur, one must prepare beforehand what's called Eruv Tavshilin. What that does is, that allows us now to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat. The logic is, it's considered as if you already started cooking already from Friday. The Eruv Tavshilin that you prepared before the holiday is as if you were already preparing for Shabbat from before that you started. You're not starting on Yom Tov, you started already before. And we'll discuss some of the details of this halakha. There's two reasons behind the law. This is the Gemara says in Betzah. One reason is Kavod Yom Tov, and one reason is Kavod Shabbat. What's the two reasons? One reason is it's out of respect of Yom Tov. Because if the people see that you're not allowed to cook from Shabbat, from Yom Tov to Shabbat, they're going to say for sure you can't cook from Yom Tov to the weekday. So it preserves the Kiddushah of Yom Tov. The people will now say, wow, you can only cook from Yom Tov to itself. You can't even cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Certainly you can't cook from Yom Tov to the weekday. So now the Kiddushah of Yom Tov is preserved. Some say it's for the Kiddushah of Shabbat. By preparing Eruv Tavshilin, it reminds the person to make special food lechbot Shabbat. And don't eat leftovers of Yom Tov food for the Shabbat. You need to prepare special foods lechbot Shabbat. These are the two reasons. There's probably nafka minot between the two reasons, but la'alakha, for us anyway, we always make the Eruv on Erev Yom Tov. That means, if Yom Tov is going to be Thursday and Friday, so we make the Eruv on Wednesday, which is the Erev Yom Tov of, let's say in this case, we have Rosh Hashanah coming up. The Shlach Kadosh writes, Haviva mitzvah b'sha'ata, ve'al tehi mitzvah zu kala b'aynecha. Don't let this mitzvah of Eruv Tavshilin be light in your eyes. Ve'lo lechinam amru. The Gemara in Yomah Chafchet says, Kiyem Avraham Abinu mitzvah Eruv Tavshilin. It says, even Avraham Abinu kept this mitzvah, Eruv Tavshilin, and therefore there must be sodot, secrets behind this mitzvah, not just simple. So therefore this year we have a great opportunity to fulfill this mitzvah properly. In the coming days, Be'ezrat Hashem will discuss how to make an Eruv, what you're supposed to say, what the Eruv accomplishes, and some of the other details. This just serves as an introduction that whenever Yom Tov has a Shabbat that follows it, of course one needs to prepare this Eruv in order to allow him to cook from Yom Tov to the Shabbat.